Anybody who's ever watched a police drama knows about the language of police radio. Cops talk about a 187 or a code 6. Now some departments are trying a radical approach, asking officers who need backup or want to report a robbery to do so in English. NPR's Laura Sullivan is 10-8 with the 1036.
My 5 was 14 half of the state on 291 in Lakewood.
It's late at night, 2005, in Independence, Missouri. A police officer radios in that he just passed a state highway patrol officer's car on the side of the road, with the door open.
10-3, copy that at 212. 214. 214.
The dispatcher confirms his message and says she'll ask Highway Patrol about it. But something about the patrol car bothers the officer. He changes his mind.
214. Can you advise us? We're going to start heading back that way just in case. Advise us if you get word that he's 1019.
He wants to know if the trooper is 1019, code for just fine, out on a call. But this state trooper is not 1019. He's 20 feet away in a ditch, barely alive, shot 8 times by a rifle. Now listen how the dispatcher relays that information to the state highway patrol.
And a trooper in the ditch. They are ordering an ambulance. They are also trying to get life flight.
That's because 1033 1052 GSW doesn't mean officer down, send an ambulance, multiple gunshot wounds to the Missouri Highway Patrol. To the Highway Patrol, 1033 is a traffic backup. But when the dispatcher switched to plain English, every state trooper for 50 miles came running. The officer lived, and the suspect was caught in under an hour.
In the case of a large-scale disaster, we all have to be able to go on the radio and talk to each other.
Mike Williams is assistant chief of the Chattanooga Police Department in Tennessee. His agency was on the forefront of the switch to plain talk a couple years ago, when officials realized local agencies couldn't communicate during tornadoes and floods.
You had 10 different radio systems, and everybody had different codes. It was a nightmare.
Coded police talk came about in the 1920s and 30s, when radio channels were scarce. There was no time for chit-chat. They created what are called 10 codes, and then later signal codes. Police also thought the codes would keep things less public. But Chief Williams says even with different local versions, that's always been wishful thinking.
The codes are no secret. I mean, they've been around for as long as I've been doing this, and the public pretty much knows.
The real push to plain English came after 9/11, followed by Hurricane Katrina, when dozens of neighboring police responded to New York, Washington, D.C., and New Orleans, only to be met by utter confusion on the radio. 3 years ago, the Department of Homeland Security asked police agencies to voluntarily make the switch, and many have, like Midwest City, Oklahoma.
We always say tradition is the biggest roadblock to progress, and I think it's tradition in law enforcement.
Brandon Klaibs is chief of the Midwest City Police Department. So instead of saying there's a 417...
Now we just say we've got a man with a gun inside 7-Eleven store.
It's been so successful, Klaibs now asks his officers to write reports in plain English and talk off-air in plain English, too.
I exited my police car. The suspect fled on foot. You know, I got out of my car. I made entry. Okay, I walked in the front door. They're just a simple thing.
1 Adam 12, a 415 man with a gun. 1 Adam 12, no warrant. Lincoln X-ray, item 483.
The codes were popularized in the 1970s and 80s by police shows on television. Many became part of common language, such as what's your 20, as in 1020, your location. He's 5150, a mental patient. Rap music is full of 187s, homicides. Some departments who still use the codes take it to the extreme. It's not uncommon to hear a dispatcher say, "Caller is complaining about a barking 1011. In departments who use plain English, though, officers say there is a sense that some privacy has been lost. But many have found a workaround.
10422,
a few months ago on the streets of Washington, D.C., a police commander asked if an officer is able to talk openly. The officer pauses.
To give you a heads up, I have a reporter with me who's on a ride-along.
The officer and commander quickly ditch their radios entirely and turn to what is now the latest in police telecommunications, their cell phones.
Hello?
10 for that. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.